Welcome to City Hall Craft Fair in Cork on this Sunday. This is the last Sunday in November, and I've stumbled into a man and a woman here who have completely perplexed me. I thought that they were, you know, employees of Ireland's Children's Hospice. That's what I thought they were, Ireland's Children's Hospice. Laura Lynn. Now, you'll probably remember Children's Hospice better than you will Laura Lynn, but it's also Ireland's first Children's Hospice, or so the poster says. But the bit that's extraordinary, and I'm holding here a book called The Liberated Woman, written by Fran O'Brien. First I thought it was Flann O'Brien, you know, Flann O'Brien, the great Irish author and ex-journalist and all that. And there also is one called The Married Woman. And but I'm not going to talk with you. Oh, sorry, the man is pointing me. There's one here called Odds on Love. These, by the way, are self-published books. There's one called Who is Faye, and there's one here called The Red Carpet. This man is a really ace publiciser. Fair Fields, and there's one called The Pact. And, you know, he hasn't written any of them, you know. Clearly is the one-man PR company for... But look, the interesting thing about it is, he's going to tell us about this, is that he seems to be some sort of a professional helper of other people. Can you just say to the audience, I'm a podcaster, right? Who you are and what you're doing here, because I think it's quite amazing.
My name is Arthur McGuinness, and I heard you talking there about what you stumbled upon. And you stumbled upon a stall where my wife and myself, my wife's name is Fran O'Brien, and we self-published my wife's 7 novels over the last 5 or 7 years. We can't remember because we're too busy. And we have made 200,000 for the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice.
Hang on, I got it. Hang on.
The Laura
Lynn. LauraLynn.ie.
Yeah.
About which I know almost nothing.
Well, the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice. We have made 200,000 as we are fundraisers and we're philanthropic fundraisers. My wife and myself published her novels, and all of the novels and all of the proceeds from the novels go to the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice Foundation. And I'll tell you what that is. It's the first hospice for children in Ireland. It was started by a lady called Jane McKenna. Jane McKenna lost her 2 children. One was going through a hole in the heart operation in Crumlin Hospital in Ireland, in Dublin, and the 14-year-old the same day was diagnosed with leukemia. And 18 months later, that lady...
Keep talking.
That lady didn't have any children.
We'll be back with a little bit more, folks, in a minute.